rails, okay. Split rails from trees.
Is there a difference between a rail fence and a split rail fence, or are they the same?
Well, you have to split, for a rail fence, you have to split them with a axe and a maul. That's the way we used to get them at home.
Uh-huh.
Take a maul and an axe and saw them off in rail lengths, which would be, I don't know how long a rail should be, but let me see, it'd be about, well, about as long as that couch on. What would you call that? How many foot a rail would be?
6 or 8 feet, don't you guess?
No, it'd be longer than that, wouldn't it, bud?
That's long as that couch,
so
they cut them about 12, 15 feet.
Uh-huh. Yeah, about 12.
Uh-huh. Well, are there other kinds of wood fences besides rail fences, split rail?
Only plank.
Plank?
Yeah, and some make plank like? Fence.
What are they like? Do the planks go up
yeah,
and down?
Yeah, they saw them at a sawmill and
picket fence.
Make pickets. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what a picket fence is, don't
you? A yard around the place.
Turn your thing off right now and show you a picket fence that's left.
Okay.
When we move here.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, what do you call a large wooden vessel open at the top for carrying water or milk?
Well, that would be a bucket.
Uh-huh. And what about if it's made of metal instead of wood? Would you still call it a bucket, or would you call it something else?
Well, I don't know what you'd call that. It wouldn't be a, yeah, that wouldn't be a bucket, would it? A metal?
Well, I don't know. I'm asking you, what would you call it? You know, haven't you seen these metal things?
You
can carry water in?
Or? Those tin buckets, what you call them, aluminum?
Would you just call it a tin bucket?
Yeah.
She says a 10-quart water bucket.
Yeah, a 10-quart water bucket.
Okay, now that's good. Now, if you have anything like that, you tell me, because it's the kind of stuff I want. Okay, 10-quart water bucket. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. I really am going to wow them back at school with these things. Okay, now what do you call the heavy iron thing used in the kitchen for frying things on?
Iron skillet.
Okay. What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of?
Spigot.
Okay.
Water spigot.
And what do you call the same thing if it's on a barrel?
We call it a faucet.
Okay. And suppose it's out in the yard.
Well, it would still be a faucet.
Okay.
Speakers.
When you buy groceries at the store, what do they put into for you to carry them home?
Paper bag.
Okay. What do you call a large bag made of loosely woven cloth? You might say that 100 pounds of chicken feet or 100 pounds of potatoes came in one of these.
Arse potato bags. Those arse potato bags come in red bags and blue bags, green bags.
Well, would you ever use the word croaker sack or gunny sack?
Yeah, croaker bag.
Croaker bag?
Yeah.
Okay.
Croaker bag.
Would you ever say a gunny sack or a jute sack? No, just a croaker bag.
Croaker bag.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you call a small musical instrument that's about this long and it's about this high? And you blow on it.
Mouth harp.
Okay. And what do you call a metal musical instrument that you hold up against the teeth and pick like this?
Oh, I can't think. Let me. A juice harp.
That's right. Good. Okay. What do you call a support that a carpenter uses to hold boards for sawing? You know, he puts a board across and then saw us through. What I want to know is what the supports are called.
You mean to just saw a board like that?
Yeah, I'll show you. It's shaped like this. See, like the letter A, and you put